him. He lived. He died. He was buried. He rose again. He went up to heaven, and he's coming back.
那我们学习了呢？他在伯利恒出生，然后他活了33到34年，
他死了，然后他又埋葬了，他又复活了，然后呢，他升天了，然后他还会第二次再来。
And so the question is, what are the significant events in our lives as a result of that?
那问题是呢，在我们的生命当中，有没有什么样重要的事情？
So you'll remember that after the Lord Jesus Christ went to heaven, the disciples were left and they had to know what to do.
然后当耶稣升天以后呢，门徒们留下了，他们要知道啊，要做些什么事情。
In Acts chapter 1, we noted that they waited in Jerusalem in order to receive blessing and power from the Lord.
我们都知道在使徒行传里说到呢，他们就在耶路撒冷等候神的能力降下来。
And then in Acts chapter 2, God sent the Holy Spirit into the world.
在使徒行传二章呢，神就把圣灵降到了世上。
He didn't send punishment to them. He sent blessing to them.
他没有把惩罚赐给他们，他给了他们祝福。
And he said to them, I don't want to punish you. I want to defer that punishment so that you will have opportunity to trust me and to live.
所以耶稣说呢，我不要现在就给你们审判哈，那要把这样的审判呢，推迟，以致人呢有足够的时间，来信靠神，来得救。
And you'll remember that there were 3,000 people who believed on the Lord Jesus Christ at that time.
你们都记得那一天呢，有3000人信靠主得救。
And they received the blessing of the Holy Spirit of God.
那他们都接受了从神的圣灵来的祝福。
That's what he wants to give every one of us.
这就是他想要给我们在座每一位的。
So have you received the Holy Spirit of God?
你有没有接受从神来的圣灵呢？
If you believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, you will.
如果你信靠耶稣基督，你就会得着。
But the question is, if you do, what will you get?
那问题是呢，如果你做了呢，你会得着什么？
So Acts chapter 3 is the story about the healing of a man.
所以使徒行传三章呢，就是在讲一个人的医治，一个人得医治了。
All right, and I'm just trying to find the line now that I want. This particular man was unable to walk.
那这个特别的人呢，他不能够走路了。
He was lame and he could not move around.
他瘸了，他走不了路了。
In addition, he was an older man. Chapter 4 and verse 22 says he was over 40 years old.
另外呢，他也是年纪比较大的一个人了。他在使徒行传四章里说到呢，四章的22节说，所以原来借着神迹医好的那人有40多岁了。
So that's a long time to be without the ability to walk. He never had walked.
所以他从来就没有能够走过路哈，他在瘸了时间很长了，他已经40多岁了。
But chapter 4 and verse 9 says something interesting about him.
那四章九节呢，说了一些关于他很有意思的事。
Chapter 4 and verse 9. verse 9 reads in our language, If we are being called to account today for an act of kindness shown to a cripple and are asked how he was healed.
四章九节，《使徒行传》，治民的官府和长老啊，倘若今日因为在残疾人身上所行的善事，查问我们他，是怎么得了痊愈。
But I should really ask Long this question. In Chinese, what is the word? Is it cripple or is there another word in Chinese?
It's a cripple.
It's cripple.
Yeah.
In the authorized version of my Bible, it is the impotent man, the man with no power to walk.
就他在原文里呢是一个不没有能力的人哈、啊、就是没有能力走路的人。
Okay, so, this man was unable to walk. It wasn't that he didn't have proper legs.
所以他并不是说他不是有没有一个合适的脚。
He had proper bones, he just didn't have power to walk.
他有一个合适的脚啊和骨头都是好，就是他没有这样走的能力。
So that's the picture that I want to leave with you from chapter 3, that this particular man was unable to walk. He didn't have power to walk.
所以这个使徒行传三章这个瘸子呢，他其实是没有办法有这个能力来行走。
He had, eyes that he could see, he had a heart that he could want to do things, he just didn't have the power to do them.
所以他有个眼能看见，他有颗心呢，能带着他去想做一些事情，这个自由意志，但是他就是没有这样的能力，让他能够行走。
So when you become a Christian, what you get is the Holy Spirit of God in you.
所以当你得着你信了以后呢，你得着的是从神来的圣灵在你里面。
What does the Holy Spirit of God do for you?
那神的圣灵会为你做什么呢？
He gives you the power to do what it is you're supposed to do in life.
他会给你力量啊，能力啊，去做你在生命中能够做，想要做的事情。
He gives you the power to enjoy life.He gives you the power to do the good things. He gives you the power to do what he would like you to do and that which will give you joy and blessing and happiness.
所以他会给你能力呢去享受生活，他会给你能力去做该做的事，他会也会给你能力去听从他的带领啊，去做那一切在主旨意里的事。
One of the problems with many people is two things. Number one, they don't want to do what's right. And number two, they can't.
很多人是两个情况。第一呢，他不想做对的事情。第二呢，他想做但做不到。
When the Holy Spirit comes into you, he gives you the desire to do what's right.
所以当圣灵进到你里面呢，他不但给你那个盼望，那个愿望去做对的事。
But he gives you the ability, the power to do it.
他也给你能力去做那样可行的善事。
Very, very often, you know you should do something, but you say to yourself, I can't.
很多时候呢，你会知道，哎呀，我要做一点事情，但是你跟自己说，我做不到啊。
I don't know how.
我也不知道该怎么办。
And even if I did know how, I wouldn't know where to begin.
即使我知道该怎么办，我都不知道如何开始。
And so the Holy Spirit comes into life. He doesn't just take away our sins, but He gives us His Holy Spirit, His desire to do what's right, and then He gives us the ability to do it.
所以，当圣灵来的时候呢，我们不但因为信心呢得着罪的赦免，罪被拿走了，圣灵也给我们做善事。做对的事情的盼望，从里面那个动机，更给我们能力。
Okay, so that's the exciting part of Acts chapters 2 and 3.
这是使徒行传二章三章非常让我们感动的地方。
But Acts chapter 4 now goes one step further.
那使徒行传四章呢，又往前更进了一步了。
Acts chapter 4 is really the test of whether or not you really do believe.
所以四章是在讲你是不是真的相信的一个测试了。
It's easy to say I believe.
说我相信呢比较容易。
But then when the test comes, you say, I'm not sure that I really do.
当考验来的时候呢，你会说，那我还不知道我是不是真的愿意。
A person who used to steal things.Get saved, he says, okay, I'm not going to steal anymore.
那有一个以前经常偷东西的人呢，他得救了，他说，哎呀，我知道，我不知道是不是以后还会不会再偷。
But sooner or later, he's going to find the opportunity to steal, and he's going to say, now do I steal again or don't I?
所以早早晚晚呢，他还会进到一个试探里，他还是有机会偷了，那这时候他就要问自己，他还偷或者不偷了。
I never really did steal very much when I was a child or a boy.
我小孩子，我做孩子的时候呢，我不太偷东西。
I tried not to steal very much when I became a man.
我也努力不去偷东西，当我成人的时候。
One day,
有一天呢
，I was in a hardware store all alone.
我在一个硬件的这个商店里啊，一个人在那啊。
And I looked, and there was a key on the wall, which are hanging on a hook, that was exactly the key that I needed for a door in my house.
那我看见了墙上挂了一个钥匙哈，那这就是我想要给我的家里的门配的钥匙的那一种钥匙。
I think the price tag was $1.98.
那这个标签是1.98块。
And I looked at it and I said, Harold, there's nobody here in this store.
然后我看见了，我就跟自己说 ，Harold， 这个店里没有人现在。
I said there are 10 keys on the hook.
我说呢，这个上面挂了有10把钥匙。
I said, I could just reach out, take one, put it in my pocket.
我就可以伸手去拿一个放口袋里。
And nobody would know.
没有人会知道的。
And I stood there, and I stood there, and I'm not sure whether my hand went like this or not. I may have had to do this and bring it back.
我就站在那，我就不知道是不是我手伸了，然后我最后把它拽回来了。
But I said, Harold,Do you want to become a thief for $1.98?
我就跟自己说，我说你想成为一个贼，就为这1.98吗
？A very wise man told me one day, if you're going to be a thief, steal something really big, steal $1 million, steal $2 million, but don't steal $1.98.
有人跟他说过，你要真要做贼，你就偷个100万啊，不要偷个1.2块的。
And I had to say, Harold, God can see you. Don't take that key.
那我就跟自己说神会看见，神在看，不要去拿那个钥匙。
Every one of us who say, I believe in the Lord Jesus is going to be tested to find out whether we will obey.
那每一个呢，我们信靠神总归会碰到这样的试炼。的时候啊，来看我们是不是愿意顺服。
And the test came for Peter and John and the other disciples. Do you really believe in Jesus?
这样的试验呢，也临到了彼得、约翰和其他的门徒。
So let's start reading in Acts chapter 4.
我们来读第四章。
All right. We'll read it in English and then in Chinese. That'll be a little easier for me. The priests and the captain, you read with me, the priest and the captain of the temple guard and the Sadducees came up to Peter and John while they were speaking to the people. They were preaching, sorry, they were greatly disturbed.Because the apostles were teaching the people and proclaiming in Jesus the resurrection of the dead. They seized Peter and John, and because it was evening, they put them in jail until the next day. That's as far as we'll read. Okay? Peter and John had been preaching all afternoon, and many got converted. The next verse says there were 5,000 believers at this point. It was a marvelous day. Everything was fine. And then the temple police came by.
所以那一天呢，彼得和约翰啊，跟很多人讲到，一切都很好。在后面的一节，第四节，我们刚才没有读的，看到有5000人得救了。对那一天的一切都很好，但是呢，我们看见呢，圣殿的那个警察来了。
And they took them down to the police station, and they kept them there all overnight.
啊，他们把彼得、约翰抓起来，放到监狱里，关了一晚上。
And I think Peter and John said, "I'd rather be home in bed."
我猜啊，彼得和约翰一定更愿意回家哈，回家在床上睡。
They probably said, "I don't mind preaching, but I don't like this go to prison stuff."
他们可能会说呢，那我不介意讲道，但我也不愿意这个坐牢。
So they spent the night. I'm not sure how they spent the night. Have you ever had an uncomfortable night?
我不知道他那天在哪里住下睡的哈。有没有大家有没有晚上这个睡得很不好的舒服的时候
？And they probably said, "I wonder what we said that was wrong."
他们一定会想，我们今天到底说了什么，说错了呢
？Maybe if I'd said it differently, they wouldn't have got so mad.
也许我们换一种说法，他们可能就不会这么抓狂了。
And you and I sometimes when things aren't going well.We say, "What did I do wrong? Maybe I shouldn't have done that."
那我们看见事情不好的时候，我们就经常会这么想啊，我们是不是做错了什么？我们应该，是不是可以换一种做法
？Anyway, the next morning, the rulers, the police, the people in charge of the temple, they all got together and they brought Peter and John and they said to them, "What have you done? Why did you do this?" In whose name? By what power did you do this?
第二天，官长呢？那些有权势的人呢？他们就一起来到彼得和约翰前面来问，说你们是凭着什么做这个事情？凭着谁的名
？All right, this is the response then of Peter and John. Read it in Chinese first, 8-12, and then we'll read it together in English.
那这就是彼得的回答，就是8节到12节。我们先。读中文，我们找一位帮我们读中文，然后我们一起来读英文。
那时，彼得被圣灵充满，对他们说：“至明的官府和长老，倘若今日因为在残疾人身上所行的善事，查问我们他是怎么得了病愈，你们众人和以色列百姓都当知道，站在你们面前的这人得病愈是。”啊，说痊愈，不好意思，痊愈是因你们所钉十字架，神叫他从死里复活的拿撒勒人耶稣基督的名，他是你们匠人所弃的石头，已成了房角的头块石头。除他以外，别无拯救，因为在天下人间没有赐下别的名，我们可以靠着得救。
All right, let's read it then in English.Then Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, said to them, "Rulers and elders of the people, if we are being called to account today for an act of kindness shown to a cripple, and are asked how he was healed, then know this, you and all the people of Israel,It is by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, but whom God raised from the dead, that this man stands before you healed. He is the stone you builders rejected, which has become the capstone. Salvation is found in no one else, for...No other name given to men
by which we must be saved.
All right. So, what is Peter going to do?
彼得要做什么呢?
He says, we've had an uncomfortable night in prison.
他说我们前一天晚上在牢里过得不舒服。
He probably said, if we just say nothing, if we just pretend that all is okay, we will probably be able to go away.
如果我们今天呢，假设什么都没有发生，我们也许会很平安地离开了。
And so, can you imagine that in the night he might have asked the question, I wonder what I'm going to say in the morning.
他那天晚上啊，前一天晚上，他一定问自己啊，我第二天早晨官长来，我该说什么？
Very hard to know.
这非常难啊，知道要说什么非常难。
Okay, but it's interesting. Just as he is about to speak, we read this lovely phrase, he was filled with the Holy Spirit.
很有意思，在第八节呢，他正准备说的呢，我们看见这个圣经记载了一个很重要的细节，彼得被圣灵充满。
Okay, so the Holy Spirit was given to them in chapter 2.
所以圣灵是在二章的时候赐下的。
The Holy Spirit gives them power in chapter 3.
圣灵在第三章呢给了他们能力，对吧？
And now in chapter 4, the Holy Spirit is with them in their temptation and defense.
那第四章呢，在他们遇到试炼遇到试探要需要能抵挡的时候呢，圣灵来了充满他们。
Would you remember that when you're tempted to do something bad?
你记不记得当你被试探要去做一些不好的事情的时刻吗？
You just say, Lord, I don't want to do something bad. Would the Holy Spirit please help me and keep me from doing what's wrong?
你就跟主说啊，主啊，我不想做这样不好的事，求你的圣灵来帮助我，也让我远离这些恶事。
And so I want you now to study with me what the Holy Spirit taught Peter and John to say.
那我们今天来学一下呢，圣灵是怎么教导彼得和约翰要说什么的。
All right, verse 10.
十节。
He said, Know this, you and all the people of Israel, this is the message. It's to you and it's to all of Israel.
第十节一开始呢，给你们众人和全以色列的百姓，这就说他说这个话是指向谁的。
And then he says, it's by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that this man is walking.
因为是以拿撒勒人耶稣基督的名啊，神叫这个人开始得痊愈。
Would you have boldness enough to tell them that?
你有没有这样的胆量面对这些人讲这个话呢？
I think I might. I think I'd like to give all the responsibility to Jesus.
我猜我应有可能会有，因为呢，我会把所有这个责任啊全部推到耶稣身上去。
There's two reasons for that. Number one, if you give the responsibility to Jesus, that's what you should do, because he gets all the glory.
这是你应该做的。原因呢，就是第一呢，你这是他要去得着全部的荣耀，所以你要把这个责任放在他身上。
And if you give mention and glory to Jesus, then he gets to take all the responsibility.
如果你把这个给到他呢，他就在这件事情上他负责了，他掌权了。
And if somebody were to say you shouldn't do that, you can always say it's not me, it's his fault.
所以如果有人说你不应该这么做呢，你说这不是我要做的，是他的事情。
So I think we might be encouraged to say that.
所以我们是很鼓励啊，我们这么说是好的。
The next phrase though, would you say this?
第二节啊，你会这么说吗？
Whom you crucified.
就是你们所钉十字架的那个耶稣。
Okay, he's the judge.
第十节里面。
Okay, so you can imagine being at work. And the boss says, what's going on here? And you say to the boss, boss, it's all your fault.
你现在想一想，你现在被谁抓的呢？就是那些 官长他们就是钉死耶稣的那些，然后呢官长来问你，你说好，就是因为你们钉死的这个耶稣，我们才这么做的。
What happens when you tell the boss it's all his fault?
如果你跟你的老板说都是你的责任，他会怎么样？
He usually gets very upset.
他会很生气。
We had a little phrase in our company when I worked for a big corporation. It went like this.
我以前在给一个大公司工作的时候呢，你经常说这种一句话。
And somehow Long's got to translate this. But anyway, the line goes, it never pays to be right when the boss is wrong.
就是呢，你不是付钱去做对的事情，当你老板做错的事情的时候呢，
okay.
你不是拿领工资是去做对的事。
You tell the boss he's wrong, things are probably going to happen.
因为呢，在人看来呢，你是要跟随你的老板多过跟随对错。
I told my boss he was wrong once.
我曾经有过一次跟我老板说他错了。
I think it took me 3 weeks.To do and redo and redo and redo and redo what I had done because he basically said, don't you tell me or anybody else that what I've done is wrong.
You mean,
I handed in a report. I gave him a report and the report said, this went wrong and that's the reason. And the reason was my boss.
And then
And he sent it back to me and said, rewrite it.
Okay. 所以他说他上交了一个报告，他跟他老板说呢，说这个是什么什么原因，那这个错的原因呢就是因为你。然后就这样一个报告呢，他老板3个星期让他发回重改。
So I rewrote the entire paper, but I still said he was wrong.
然后我就重写了一遍呢，我还是说是他不对。
So he sent it back to me and said, rewrite it.
他又发回来说再写一遍。
Finally, I realized that I had to rewrite it in such a way that didn't say he was wrong.
所以我终于最后我明白了，我要重写以一个角度，不能说是他错了。
And when I stopped saying he was wrong, he said, okay, I like this paper. Everything's fine.
但我没再写他是不对的呢，他立刻就批了这报告。
Okay. You tell the boss he's wrong, you're in trouble.
所以在人的世界里呢，你告诉你老板是错的呢，那你就有麻烦了。
Would you have had the boldness to say, you killed Jesus, it's all your fault?
你有没有这样的胆量，你站在这些官长面前说，那就是你们的错，你们把耶稣基督杀了。
But the Holy Spirit of God said, Peter, you tell them they're sinners, they've got to know it's their fault.
所以神灵鼓励彼得哈，说你告诉他们，他们是罪人，这是他们做的，你要告诉他们。
Okay, you got problems, I got problems, I'm the one who's at fault. It's not Jesus, not God's problem. Harold, you're the sinner.
所以，我是那个罪人哈，不是耶稣。所以，神借着彼得在这里给到他们一个明确的信息：人是罪人。
Okay, after that he says, now you killed him, but God raised him from the dead.
所以呢在这个对话里第十节他其实就在讲是你们这些人杀了耶稣，但神使他从死里复活了。
Okay, now, the people he was speaking to were Sadducees.
那他们和彼得和约翰当时对话的那群人呢，其实在宗教里面他们叫撒都该人。
The most important part,of the religion of the Sadducees was this. There is no resurrection from the dead.
你要知道为什么这里强调撒都该人呢？因为撒都该人他们认为的这个宗教里面呢，他们觉得是最重要的一个部分是没有复活。
So he's not only saying, you people killed the Lord Jesus Christ, but your religion is wrong too, because your religion says nobody rises from the dead, and Jesus Christ did rise from the dead.
所以呢，彼得这么一短短一句话，其实就在说呢，你们不但是杀了耶稣，而且呢，你们信的那个也信，根本就是错的。
Do you think these men were happy?
你觉得这样的人，这些人听了这个话会高兴吗？
They didn't like to hear what Peter was saying.
所以他们根本不喜欢听啊，彼得所讲的这一切。
But you see, Peter received the Holy Spirit of God, then he received power, but he knew he had to obey God.
所以呢，彼得呢，他接受了圣灵，他也得着了圣灵的能力。现在他明白了，他要顺服神的带领，做那圣灵带着他要做的事。
And then he went one step farther, verse 11.
在十一节呢，他又往前进了一步。
He said, "He is the stone you builders rejected, which has become the capstone."
你们匠人所弃的石头啊，已成了房角的头块石头。
And those words are separated in the text when we read it because this was a quotation from the Bible.
这段话为什么上下都空一段呢？因为它是从旧约的圣经里引用出来的原文。
All these leaders had read the Bible. They knew exactly what those verses meant.
所以呢，当时审问彼得、约翰的那些人，他们全都明白旧约圣经，他们也都知道这句话。
They had read them, realizing that God had said these people have rejected God, and all their lives these men had preached that those words referred to very, very bad people.
所以他们也都知道呢。这一段的经文指的是非常非常糟糕的人，因为他们把那真正的好的、最重要的房角的头块的石头呢丢弃了，所以这个是旧约，神指着那些非常恶的人说的。
And so Peter says, "You are wrong again, because the prophecy from God says you are these guilty people."
所以彼得在这里用十一节要往前递进一步呢。就直接指出来那些他对面问他话的这些官长们就是预言讲的旧约讲的这些人就是他们是丢掉宝贵石头的那些有罪的人
So we got three powerful rebukes that they had given to these men
所以呢，你看彼得在这里呢有三个很强有力的指责给到了这些官长
Number one, you killed Jesus, you shouldn't have.
第一呢，就是你们杀了耶稣啊，这是你们不该做的。
Number two, your religion is all wrong. Jesus raised him from the dead.
第二呢，你们所信的所谓的宗教是错的，因为耶稣被神从死里复活了。
Number three, you are the very bad people that the Bible was prophesying about.
第三呢，你们就是那圣经旧约圣经讲的那要把房角头块石头丢掉的就是你们这些人。
Okay, do you think they were happy here?
你们觉得这官长们听见这三个责难会高兴吗?
And I think that those men said, Peter, you've got your religion, but I've got mine. You Christians have your religion,But we've got our religion, Peter.
那我觉得呢，他们会说，那彼得，你有你的信仰和宗教，我们有我们的。
And so Peter keeps going, and he preaches verse 12.
然后彼得呢，继续再往下，他就讲了十二节。
What's verse 12 say?
十二节说什么？
It says, "There is no other religion."
十二节其实就在说呢，再没有别的宗教，没有别的名了。
You can go through all kinds of ceremony if you want. You can memorize this, you can give that, you can go there, you can pay something else. But there is salvation in no other person, no other religion.
你可以去到不同的仪式里，你可以背一些不同的经文，你可以有一些不同的方式，但是呢。没有除了耶稣基督以外没有别的名你可以靠着得救
All right, so if you're not saved, what are you?
如果你没有得救那你在哪呢你是
We have a word for it in the Bible and a word for it in English. The word is lost.
那你就是失丧的
You're either saved or lost.
你或者是得救的或者是失丧的
Okay, I was out one day on my boat out off Spanish banks.
有一天我在那个船上哈。
I was actually a long way out off Spanish banks, maybe 10 or 12 miles.
那时候呢，我离海岸还有点远，十到十二英里。
And my boat wouldn't start. I had a motor in my boat, and I tried to get it started, and it went, but it wouldn't start.
那个时候呢，我发现我的船的发动机坏了，就是我就像汽车点火一样，我怎么点点点不着，它就不着了。
It was 9 o'clock at night.
那是晚上九点钟。
It was getting dark.
越来越黑了。
It was getting cold.
也越来越冷了。
And the wind was blowing in the wrong direction.
然后风呢是往反方向吹的，不是往回吹的。
I thought, I'm in real trouble.
我想呢，这下有大麻烦了。
I'll spend the whole night out here in the middle of the Strait of Georgia, and I was lost.
我想我要在整晚上在这个海峡 ，Georgia 海峡要过夜，我就走丢了这一下。
Okay, I thought, you know, I don't want to be lost. I'd like to be saved.
我想我不想走丢啊，我要得救。
I looked around. There was nobody.
然后四周一看啊，一个人都没有。
I had a paddle in the boat, and I took my T-shirt off. I had a white shirt on, and I tied the white shirt to the paddle, and then I went like this.
我船上也
跟。And I waved and waved my white shirt on top of a paddle back and forth.
我船上有个桨啊，然后呢，我穿了一件白衬衫，然后就把白衬衫脱下来。绑在那个桨上，然后就在那个晃啊，就在那晃。
And then my father was with me, and we got down in the bottom of the boat on our knees, and we prayed, and we said, Lord, would you please send someone to save us?
啊，这时候那次呢，我父亲跟我在一起，然后我们就一起在船上，我们就跪下来开始祷告了。我们说，主啊，求你。能不能派一些人来救救我们呢
？And when we got up off our knees, there was a boat heading right toward us.
Amen.、
然后等我们祷告起来、站起来的时候，就看见有艘船冲着我们开过来。
And the man driving the boat said, "Would you like some help?"
然后那个开船的那个人就问我们：“你们需要帮助吗
？”And we said, "Yeah, we would like help." He says, "I'm going to Vancouver. Do you want me to tow you to Vancouver?" I said, "Yeah, I'm going." Yes, I said, "Yes."
然后那个，他们就说，当然，我们需要帮助。然后那个开过来那个船的船长说，那我正准备去温哥华，你需不需要我把你们拽到这个温哥华去？然后他们说，对，我们正需要回去温哥华了。
I said, "How did you know I needed help?"
然后我就问他，你怎么知道我们需要帮助呢
？He said, "Well, there was one of the BC ferries going between Nanaimo and Horseshoe Bay."
然后他说呢，有那个一个那个轮渡啊，是从那个 Nanaimo 到那个 Horseshoe Bay 的这两个站之间啊，是有个轮渡的。
And he said the pilot on that boat saw you waving with your white shirt.
Amen.
然后他说那个轮渡的那个船长呢，看见你那个桨举的那个白衣服在那晃，他看见了。
So he said the BC ferries man got on the radio and he said to all the ships listening, he said, "There's a boat over there," and he just explained where we were. "I think they're in trouble. Somebody go and check." So he said, "I heard that. I just thought I'd come and check."
所以呢，整个这个所有的海上的船，他们都有个收音机的，就都有个通讯设备。但那个轮渡的那个船长呢，因为他在他的那个工作上，所以他就在那个他的那个喇叭里呢就说了，就所有在这个附近海面上的船，他告诉他们这里有一艘船可能会有麻烦，说有没有附近的船去帮他，然后那个人就在收音机里听见了，他就过来了。
So would you rather be saved or lost?
所以你是想要得救呢，还是失丧呢
？And Peter with boldness says to these men, "There's one other thing you've got to know. There is no salvation apart from Jesus Christ. Doesn't matter what your religion is. Doesn't matter what kind of a person you are. Doesn't matter what your circumstances are. There is no other salvation.
所以彼得在这里十二节讲的就是再没有别的救恩了，除非不无论你是什么样的宗教的啊，无论你是什么样的人的所信的东西的哲学的你除了耶稣基督的名以外，再没有别的可以靠着得救。
I spoke to a man on Saturday.
周六的时候我跟一个人聊啊。
I said to the man, "Where do you plan to spend eternity?"
我就问他呢，你准备在哪度过你的永恒啊
？Oh, he said, "I don't really worry about that."
然后他说呢，哎，我不是太担心这个。
I said, "You don't worry about that." That's pretty important.
我说你不担心吗？这多么重要的事呢
？Oh, he said, "I'm quite happy. This is the kind of God I like."
他说我很高兴啊。他说这个是这样的神是我喜欢的神。
I said to him, "What difference does it make what you like? God is God. All that matters is what He likes."
所以我说你怎么能你去定义这个神呢？神是神，神比你要大，是不是因为你的喜好，神会有改变
？And the God who made you and me and him, thank you. The God who made you and me and him says there's salvation in Jesus, but there's not salvation in any other way. Doesn't matter what this man likes. Doesn't matter what this man wants.
所以造他的和造我的那个神啊，其实就告诉我们。在普天之下没有别的名了，不管你是怎么想的，不管你是怎么认为这个神的，神告诉我们道路就只有一个得救的路，就是耶稣基督。
All right, so let's read verse 12 together.
那我们一起来把十二节一起再读一遍。
Salvation is found in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven.By which we must be saved. Why does the little word must appear at the end of that verse?
为什么我们在这里要用一个 must 必须啊
Because we must be saved.
因为我们真的需要得救。
Okay, isn't it would be nice if we must, everyone must be saved.
每一个人必须要得救，得救是最重要的事。
So he's basically said four very challenging things to these religious rulers.
所以呢，彼得在这里说了四样特别有挑战性的事情啊，对着那些宗教领袖。
Number one, you're really guilty. You killed Jesus.
第一呢，你们真的是有罪的，因为你们杀了耶稣基督。
Number two, your religion is all wrong. Jesus rose from the dead.
你们的宗教都是错的，耶稣从死里复活了。
Number three, you're the ones that the prophecy of the Bible says are all wrong. You're the ones that prophecy is written about.
所以你们第三呢，你们就是那旧约的先知所预言的讲的那最糟糕的。
And number four, if you don't believe in Jesus, you will be lost for all eternity.
那第四呢？如果你们不信靠耶稣基督，你们会在永恒里失丧。
So when we were children, we memorized that verse, Acts 4:12.
当我们还是孩子的时候呢，我们会背那个《使徒行传》四章十二节的经文的。
Okay, so if you want homework this week, memorize Acts 4:12.
所以你如果今天有家庭作业啊，我给大家布置一下，就是去背这个四章十二节的经文。
It's a very, very good verse. You memorize it.
这是非常非常好的一个经文，你要去记住它。
There's a story about a man who was very powerful for God. They asked him one day, "How did you become a Christian?"
有一个人啊，他非常有强有能力哈，在地上。有人问他，你怎么成为一个基督徒呢
？He said, "Well, he said when I was in school, I was a bad boy."
他说我在孩子的时候，在读书的时候，我非常的。 淘气不好。
And he said, he was probably 17. He said he did something so very bad, he had to go to court, and the judge was there.
所以呢，他以致越来越糟糕呢，行为越来越糟糕。到他17岁的时候呢，他必须得去面对审判官了，他要上法庭了。
And the judge said, you're guilty.
然后那个法官说呢，那你是有罪的。
You can do one of two things.
你可以做两件事情。
You can either go to jail for 10 days.
你或者呢，去坐十天的牢。
Or you can go to church for 10 Sundays.
或者你去十个主日去教会。
He thought, well, I think I'd rather go to church.
然后他呢，他就说，那我选择去十个主日，十个星期天我去教会，我不坐十天的牢。
Okay, so he went to church. They met him at the door, and they said, "We got two services. You can go with the old people to this service, or you can go with the young people, the teenagers, over to this service."
然后他去教会了。然后呢，别人迎接他，说呢，我们有两个安排主日。早晨呢，有你可以跟这些老年人一起，年纪大的一起去聚会。你也可以跟这些年轻人一起去聚会。
So he said, well, may as well go with the young people, or the old people, they're a bit of, so I'd rather go with the young people.
他因为他是年轻人嘛，他说那我要跟年轻人去一起聚会。
When they got there, the youth leader said, we're going to split into four teams.
然后他去了呢，那个 youth 的这个年轻人聚会的那个带领者呢，说我们要把所有人分成四队。
Each person would go into one of four teams.
每一个人要进到这四队里面。
And then he gave them some verses to memorize.
然后呢，他就给这个每一队呢一些经文去背。
And they said to them, "You memorize these verses this week, and for every verse you memorize, your team will get an extra point. We'll see which team wins."
所以呢，这个带领者呢就说，你们每一个人呢都要背，然后呢背下来的呢。这一队呢就多一分啊，那这样的话每一队就开始算分，第二周来过来会来查。
So there were a handful of verses there, so he said, well, I guess I'll memorize them.
所以他拿到了还不少的经文，他说我要开始背。
So he memorized those verses. When he got back next week, they gave him some more verses.
所以他就背下来了，然后第二周呢，他再回去的时候呢，他那个领头人又给了他们一些新的经文去背。
And as he was walking to work in the morning,He was memorizing another one of those verses. He trusted the Lord Jesus Christ as his Savior.
然后到终于有一天早晨呢，当他还正在背这些经文的时候呢，他发现他信了耶稣基督。
It may have been this verse, and he may have realized, "I must be saved." God said, "You must be saved, Dawson. You must."Be saved.
所以他知道啊，他必须要得救啊！啊，神告诉他必须要得救。
All right. So, verse 13.
十三节。
When they saw, we read it together. When they saw the courage of Peter and John, and realized that they were unschooled, ordinary men.They were astonished, and they took note that these men had been with Jesus. It's interesting, but Christians are often just ordinary people.
很有意思啊，基督徒就像这样，经常是一些很普通的人。
Okay, they haven't all been to theological school.
他们不是每个人都去上过什么神学院。
They aren't all brilliant.
他们也不是说什么特别聪明，这个特别光彩的人。
Christians are ordinary people.
基督徒是非常普通的人。
What makes them great?
什么使他们变得伟大呢？
They've been with Jesus.
因为他们是跟过耶稣的。
That's what makes them great.
这使他们变得伟大。
They have the Holy Spirit of God in them. He makes them great.
在每一个信靠神的人里面是有圣灵的，是圣灵使他们伟大。
So they didn't really know what to do about Peter and John.
所以他们真的不知道拿彼得和约翰该怎么办了。
So they said to them, listen, you go into the side room for a few minutes.
所以他们就说那行那你们就到这个边上的房间待一会儿吧。
So they went into the side room and then they, spoke to themselves, verse 16.
他们就自己开始商议哈就在16节开始讨论了。
What are we going to do with these men? They asked.
我们当怎样办这两个人呢？
Everybody living in Jerusalem knows they have done an outstanding miracle.
因为他们诚然行了一件明显的神迹，凡住耶路撒冷的人都知道。
And we cannot deny it.
我们也不能说没有啊。
But to stop this thing from spreading any further among the people, we must warn these men to speak no longer to anyone in this name.
那唯恐这事越发传扬在民间，我们必须恐吓他们，叫他们不再奉这名对人讲论。
Is that logical?
这是不是逻辑合理的？
That's just plain dumb, isn't it?
这是非常愚蠢的，对不对？
If a mighty miracle has been done, what do you do?
如果你看见如此大的一个神迹，你要做什么？
You say to him, could you please explain that some more? I need to know more.
你要跟他们说，你能不能跟我再解释一下？我想真的知道这神迹到底是怎么回事。
Did these people want to know more?
这些人愿意知道更多吗
？No, they didn't want more.
那他们不想知道更多。
Did they want Jesus?
他们想要耶稣吗
？No, they killed him. They were happy they'd killed him.
他们杀了他，他们也很高兴能杀了耶稣。
Did they want the blessing of God?
他们想要神的祝福吗
？No,
不要。
What a foolish, foolish.People.
是多么愚蠢的一群人呢。
Here's all this blessing available.
所有这些祝福都在这儿了。
And they say two things. We don't want it.
所以但他们讲了两件事，我们不要。
And we don't want you to let anybody else have it either.
我们自己不但不要，我也不想要你们再给这个其他人讲这个福音。
Isn't that strange?
这是不是很奇怪啊？
Often in life,People decide they don't want it and they don't want anybody else to have it either.
在我们的生命也经常会碰到啊就是人不要的时候呢他也不希望别人要。
I think politicians are often that way.
政客经常是这样的。
I think they pass laws because they didn't get what other people want, so they want to take it away from the other people who did get it.
他们在讨论通过法律的时候也是这样想他自己不想要这样的。他也想所有的人都跟他一样。
So, they decided they were going to warn these people.
所以这些人最后决定了要恐吓一下这个彼得。
Verse 18.
18节。
Then they called Peter and John, called them in again, and commanded them not to speak or teach at all in the name of Jesus.
于是叫了他们来禁止他们就是彼得和约翰总不可奉耶稣的名讲论教训人。
Okay. That's basically what we're entering into in our world today, isn't it?
这就是我们今天所处的世代也是这样的。
There's lots of legislation coming out of governments that's saying, don't speak about Jesus anymore.
越来越多的政府的法律说不要再讲耶稣了。
The United Nations, which operates out of New York City and elsewhere, have a rule.
那联合国呢，在纽约的这个总部呢，有一条规定。
Their rule is you can talk about anybody in the United Nations except Jesus Christ.
是你可以跟在联合国的任何人讲任何的事，就是不能讲耶稣的事。
What a terrible thing that is.
这是多么糟糕的事情。
Legislation has been passed just this last few months in Canada, which basically says that we can't say anything bad about other religions.
在加拿大也刚刚通过一个法律哈，前一阵子，说你不能讲任何其他宗教的不对。
It would basically say that you can't preach Acts chapter 4 and verse 12 because it says there's no other salvation. No other religion will work. Oh, can't say that.
所以就相当于我们刚才读到的使徒行传4章12节这个你不能再讲了。 因为你说就没有其他的名可以得救，哦，就不能再讲了。
Is that the first time there was legislation like that?
是不是第一次有这样的地上的律法呢？
If there were legislation in Canada, and if they came to 16th Avenue Gospel Chapel, if the police walked in today and said, you must not talk anymore about Jesus to anybody outside.
如果今天、警察进来说你不能再跟、任何的人讲关于耶稣的事，
What would you do?
你会做什么呢？
And I ask myself that question often.
我经常问自己这个问题。
That's what they said to Peter. That's what they said to John. You must not talk about Jesus anymore.
这就是他们跟彼得和约翰讲的，不能再讲耶稣了。
Alright, verse 19. But Peter and John replied, Judge for yourselves whether it is right in God's sight to obey you rather than God.
彼得约翰说，听从你们不听从神，这在神面前合理不合理，你们自己酌量吧。
That's the issue. You either obey Jesus or you obey the laws, the people, the friends. Who are you going to obey? Are you going to obey Jesus? Are you going to obey man?
所以这就是你要做的两个选择，你要是顺服神呢，你还是顺服人呢？
Now everyone has got to judge that issue.
每一个人都需要自己来判断这个情形。
It wasn't just that they told Peter, you're going to have to judge.
他并不是说彼得你要去做这个酌量。
Peter told them, you've got to judge.
而是呢彼得跟他们说你们自己要选择。
And Peter threw the whole thing back on the judges and said, you guys are judges, you judge. Is it better for us to obey you or is it better for us to obey God?
所以他相当于彼得把这个整个问题呢又全部端回到这个审问他的人面前去，说不是我要判断，是你们要判断，你要是顺服人还是顺服神。
And he goes on in verse 20 and says, For we cannot help speaking about what we have seen and heard.
二十节呢，我们所看见所听见的不能不说。
Okay, they said, listen, it's very easy.We are going to keep on talking about Jesus. We are not going to listen to you, Mr. Judge. We are going to keep on talking about Jesus.
所以他们就在说呢，我们要继续说关于耶稣，我不需要听这个审判官的话。
That's the response of the Holy Spirit of God.
这就是从圣灵来的回应。
Do you admire Peter and John?
你有没有？
Oh, you say they were great men.
很尊敬彼得和约翰，他们真是很棒的人。
There's one other part of the story that I missed.
在这里呢，我可能漏掉了一个部分在故事里。
Verse 14.
那就十四节。
In this in-camera meeting that they had, they were saying, "We can't deny that the miracle has happened."
因为在官长那边呢，他们说我们不能够否认他的确做了一个神迹。
But verse 14 says, since they could see the man who had been healed standing there with them, there was nothing they could say.
又看见那治好了的人，十四节，和他们一同站着，就无话可驳。
Who went to prison that night?
那天晚上谁去了牢里啊？
Peter.
彼得。
And John.
约翰。
And the man that they'd healed.
那个被医好的人也就被抓起来了。
Okay. So, you go back to the day before now, and Peter says to the lame man, he says, listen, I'll raise you up, stand up, and you can come with us today, and then we'll all go to prison tonight together.
然后那个，你想一想，头一天啊，如果彼得跟那个摊子说，你要起来，我们今天晚上都要去坐牢。
Do you think the man who'd been healed was happy to go to prison?
你觉得那个医好的人会很高兴去坐牢吗？
No, I don't think he was happy. But do you think he was happy that he was healed?
他肯定不高兴去坐牢，但你觉得他很高兴他能走路了吗？
If you had said to him, what would you like? You can stay here or you can have all your strength renewed. You can no longer be an impotent man. You can run, you can jump. You can be with us today and you can spend the night with us tonight in prison. What do you think he would have said?
两个选择给到这个摊子，第一呢就是还是留在那里啊。第二呢他是起来了，他很自由了，他有这样的行走的能力了，但是晚上陪着彼得他们去坐牢，你觉得这摊子会选什么？
I think he would have said going to prison for a night is a small price to pay、
他会说呢
for my ability to walk。
那坐一天晚上的牢啊，真是一个不是很大的代价，就那相比我能行走，这个不是很大的代价。
And I think later on in life when he told the story, he was proud of the fact that he'd gone to prison.
那我觉得就在之后他讲到这个故事的时候，他一定会很自豪地告诉别人他去过坐过监牢啊。
All right. Back to verse 21 then.
回到21节。
And it says, after further threats, they let them go.
然后又恐吓了一番啊，就把他们放了。
They could not decide how to punish them because all the people were praising God for what had happened.
因为官长为百姓的缘故想不出法子刑罚他们，这是因为众人所行的奇事都归荣耀给神。
Would they have punished him or them? Would they have punished them if they could have?
如果他们能的话，他们会不会惩罚他们呢？
The only reason that Peter and John didn't get punished for preaching the gospel that day was that the judges couldn't think of a way to punish them. They tried, they couldn't think of a way to punish them.
所以那一天彼得和约翰能够安全离开啊，是因为法官真的，官长也真想不出一个方法来惩罚他们。
Okay, marvelous story.
非常美好的故事。
What happens when the Holy Spirit of God is in us? Chapter 2, the Holy Spirit comes in. Chapter 3, He gives us power. Chapter 4, He gives us the boldness to obey God rather than to obey man.
所以你看这个递进的关系啊，在二章里面呢，圣灵普遍降下啊，圣徒们得着圣灵。三章的地方呢，圣徒们你得着圣灵的能力，他使摊子站起来。四章的时候呢，圣灵使圣徒们非常的勇敢，去指出官长们的错误。
All right, so what happens next?
后面会发生什么呢？
What would you do if it had been you?
如果是你，你会做什么呢？
I think I might have run home to bed because I didn't sleep much in prison last night, I would say.
如果是我，我肯定赶紧跑回去睡一觉，因为在牢里那晚肯定没睡好。
Okay. But they didn't do that. Verse 23 says, on their release, Peter and John went back to their own people and reported all that the chief priests and elders had said to them.
他们不是这么做的。23节说，二人既被释放，就到会友那里去，把祭司长和长老所说的话都告诉他们。
So if you were to go out tomorrow and tell people about Jesus, and you were to get into deep trouble because you told them about Jesus.
如果明天啊，你要告诉别人耶稣，但是呢，因为你传讲耶稣呢，你可能会陷入一些大麻烦。
What would you do afterwards?
你在这之后你会做什么呢？
You'd come back here to 16th Avenue and say, pray for me. Just want to tell you what happened to me yesterday.
你回到我们教会啊，你说呀，为我祷告吧。
Okay, by the grace of God, we are a family.
因为因着神的恩典啊，我们是一家人。
And Jesus loves you.Jesus loves me.
耶稣爱你也爱我。
And we will rejoice together.
我们会一同的喜乐。
And we will suffer together.
我们也一同的受难。
And we will encourage one another.
我们要彼此的劝勉。
And we will love one another.
彼此的相爱。
And if you have trusted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, you're part of the family of God.
如果你信靠耶稣基督成为你的救主呢，你就成为神家的一员了。
And you'll sing with us when we sing the lovely hymn, I'm so glad I'm a part of the family of God.
你就会一样的跟我们唱那首圣诗啊，我们很高兴成为神家的一员，这是一首圣诗。
And I think Peter and John this day rejoiced to run back to the Christians and tell them, this is what happened.
我想想那天约翰和彼得是很高兴的冲回神的家啊，是告诉其他的圣徒们发生了什么。
What do you think the other Christians thought?
你们觉得其他的基督徒在想什么呢？
When they saw Peter and John going to jail in the police car.
当他们看见彼得和约翰被警察抓起来丢到牢里去的时候。
They didn't have police cars in those days, but you can imagine if it happened today and your friend gets into the police car and they go off, what would you do?
是假设是今天啊，你看见你的基督徒的朋友被抓到警车里被带走了，你会做什么？
You would pray.
你会为他祷告。
And we would pray.
我们也会为他祷告。
And we probably, if you were in the police car going to prison, we probably wouldn't get as much sleep that night as you did.
如果你在警车里被抓走了，那天晚上我们应该也没有睡好。
You see, we're all in this together.
因为都是主的肢体。
What a wonderful thing.
这是多么美好的事。
We're all in it together.
Amen.
All right. So when they got back together,They praise the Lord.
所以当他们又回来在一起跟圣徒们在一起的时候他们在一起赞美神。
I don't know how you pray.
我不知道你们是怎么祷告的。
Sometimes when it's hard for me, I pray, Lord, this is hard. Would you please take the problem away?
有的时候呢当我碰到特别难的事情的时候我会说主啊啊，这个太难了你能不能帮我把这麻烦挪走啊
I'm hard trying to figure out how much time to spend on what they didn't pray Lord take this problem away
但是他们并不是这么祷告他们又说主啊把这困难挪走
They basically prayed, Lord, you know what you're doing. You give us the strength and the wisdom to do what's right.
所以他们在这里说呢，主啊，你知道该怎么样，求你给我这样的力量和信心去做对的事情。
All right, so let's pick the story up in verse 29.
让我们从29节开始再继续看这故事。
Now, Lord, consider their threats and enable... Your servants to speak your word with great boldness.
他们恐吓我们，现在求主鉴察，一面叫你仆人大放胆量讲你的道，一面伸出你的手来医治疾病。
They didn't pray, Lord, stop all this persecution. They prayed, Lord, make me bold to keep on speaking in the process, in the persecution.
所以他们并没有说主啊你把麻烦困难苦难挪走他们说呢求你给仆人大放胆量来讲你的道在这困难的环境里
Do you think that they figured that if they kept on preaching it would get easier?
所以你猜他们是不是看见他们继续讲道会变得越来越容易吗
Do you think they figured if they kept on preaching the persecution would get worse?
你们觉得他一直继续讲道这个逼迫会减轻吗
I think they figured it was going to get worse and then therefore they said, Lord, the only way we can keep doing what is right is for you to give us the extra boldness we need to keep doing what's right when all the pressure is to stop.
所以他们一定明白这个环境会越来越困难所以他们在向主求啊求你让我们在继续讲道的时候给我们更大的胆量和信心。
Okay, and then they prayed in verse 30. They said, Lord, stretch out your hand to heal and perform miraculous signs and wonders through the name of your holy servant Jesus.
然后在三十节呢，他就说一面伸出你的手来医治疾病，并且使神迹其实因你圣仆耶稣的名行出来。
Okay, and so they prayed, they said, Lord, would you give us the boldness to keep preaching, but Lord, also send response to the message so that God will do his miraculous work, just as you did for the lame man. Do it, Lord, for other people.
所以他不但求主给他们力量和信心，在苦难的环境里呢，把道更大胆量讲出来，他也求神给带领的那些听的人有合适的回应啊，在神迹里呢，他们能够跟随耶稣的名。
Why do we keep preaching the Bible here?
那我们为什么要在这里一直在讲圣经的福音呢？
The answer is in part because God's done wonderful things for us, and we want him to do wonderful things for other people too.
是因为神在我们的生命中做了特别美好的事，我们也盼望其他的人，神也在他们的生命里做工。
How foolish it would be for me to say God's done wonderful things for me, but I'm not going to tell you because I don't want you to get it.
这是多么愚蠢，如果神在我的生命中做了如此奇妙的事，我说我不想告诉别人，因为我不想别人来得到。
And so that's what they're saying. They're saying, Lord,You give us boldness to keep on preaching so that other people can get the blessing of God too.
所以这就是他们在这里讲的，说神啊，你给我这样的胆量来讲道，也让其他的人能得着同样的祝福。
Verse 31
节，
After they prayed, the place where they were meeting was shaken, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit.And spoke the word of God boldly.
祷告完了，聚会的地方震动。三十一节，他们就都被圣灵充满，放胆讲论神的道。
Okay, so what did they pray? They prayed in verse 29, "Help us to speak your word with great boldness."
他们怎么祷告的呢？在二十九、三十节，一面叫你仆人放胆讲道。
What was the answer to the prayer? They spoke the word of God boldly.
那回应这样的祷告的回应是什么呢？他们就真的放胆讲论神的道。
Well, that's what you and I will pray.
这就是我们。
We say, Lord, I would like you to help me preach the word of God with boldness, and the Lord will answer our prayer.
我们也一样可以做这个祷告。我们说，主啊，求你让我能放胆讲你的道，神就给我们这样的信心。
All right, well, that's as far as we're going to go today.
这是我们今天讲的主要的部分了。
So, on most programs like this, they say, what's going to happen next? The answer is, you're either going to read the Bible or come back to next week or both, because we're going to find out what happens next.
经常像这样的我们的顺序查经的故事呢，停在这你就会问呢，下面后面发生了什么。所以呢，你们或者回去自己读或者呢下次再来继续听。
So when you trust the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, you get the Holy Spirit.
当你信靠耶稣基督成为你救主的时候，你得着了圣灵。
After that, you get power in your life to do what's right.
接着呢，你就得着从圣灵来的能力让你的生命能够改变。
After that, you'll get some testing and some trial to ensure that you really do believe.
那接着呢，你会碰到一些试炼能够让你确认呢，你真的是相信。
And at the same time, you'll begin to get the great blessings of God in life in the context of difficulty.
然后你会在这样苦难的环境里呢，得着真正的信心。
Okay, next week we carry on.
下一周我们继续。
We got 3 minutes. Do you have a question or a comment?
还有一小点的时间，大家有没有什么问题吗？
That's very, very good. That either means...
I have a question.
You've got a question. All right, go ahead.
What about you? I'll ask about you. I want to make sure.
What's the Holy Spirit? How do you feel that from your heart? Where you can get the power from here?
Mm-hmm. All right. The Holy Spirit is the one who is given to us when we believe, and he gives us power in life to live.
那问题是呢，就是你怎么知道圣灵啊？你怎么能够感知到他呢？那圣灵呢，是当我们信靠他的时候，他进到我们里面来，给我们生命的能力的，神的灵。
Charlene's question is, how do you know? How do you feel it? What's it like?
Yeah.
然后
，Yeah，
Charlene 的问题是，你怎么知道呢？你怎么感知到他呢？
And the answer is you can't feel a spirit any more than you can see a spirit.
答案是呢，就像你不能看见亲眼看见它一样，你也不能够去用你的感知去感知到它。
Where is the Holy Spirit of God right now?
神的圣灵现在在哪呢
？He's right here in this room.
他就在这个房间。
Okay. He's right. Can you see him?
你能看见他吗
？Can you feel him?
你能
？How do you know he's here?
你能触摸到他？你怎么知道他在这呢？
Bible.
The Bible says so.
圣经是这么说的。
Okay, and how do we know the Holy Spirit's in the life? The Bible says so. Okay, God says He's here. I believe He's here. Oftentimes we see what He does.
那我怎么知道他在我身里面呢？有圣经这么说的，我要相信圣经说的。那经常的我们能看见圣灵做工后的结果。
Okay, so in John chapter 3, the Lord Jesus says about the wind.
那在约翰福音三章呢，耶稣呢举了个比方，用风来做比方。
Okay, and it says the wind blows where it listeth or where it wants to. And we can't see it. All we know is that it blows this way, that way. It blows wherever it wants. All we can do is see the effects of the wind blowing.
就像风，它会吹，它可能从这往那吹，从那往这吹。我们看不见风，我们只能看见风吹了以后的结果。
Okay, and so very often in my life, I have to say, I can only explain that because God did it. It wasn't me, but I see what happened and I say, wow.
在我的一生中很多次这样的情形，我说呢，我看见一个事情的发生，我只能说呢，我又只能用神的作为来解释这个事情，我找不到其他的解释了。
So in the Greek language, the word for spirit is also the word for wind.
所以在希腊的原文里面呢，这个词灵的这个词呢，也等于那个风的那个词，是同一个词。
You can't see the wind.All you know is you can see what it does.
你看不见风，但是你能够看见风，做完以后，比如说叶子动了。
And so you believe the Holy Spirit is here and in you if you've trusted the Lord Jesus Christ, because the Bible says so.
然后呢，你信一样的，你信靠神，上帝，圣经说了，那信靠耶稣基督，你就得着圣灵，你相信这个圣灵就来了。
Sometimes.You will see what he does, and you'll say, "Wow, thank you."
然后之后呢，你会会看见神圣灵在你身上所做的工的结果，你会说，哦啊，他是真的。
And so the simple principle is, the just shall live by faith.
所以最简单的一个原则就是，因信而活，你要靠着信心，你相信神的话是真的。
All right, that's a very short answer to your question because time is gone.
这个时间的原因呢，很简单的一个回答。
Okay. All right, let's pray.
好，我们来祷告。
Lord, we want to thank you for the grace of God that you showed to Peter and John and that impotent man.
主啊，我们要谢谢您的恩典，显明给彼得、约翰和那摊子这样的恩典。
And these are all written, Lord, because they are demonstrations of what the Lord Jesus Christ wants to do in us and through us.
主啊，他们就是你耶稣基督要在我们里面做工，显明出来的榜样。
And so they, Lord, they prayed that they would teach the truth of God with boldness.
彼得他们盼望有胆量来宣扬神的道。
And Lord, we pray for each one of us.
我们也为彼此来祈求。
We pray that we will believe the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们祈求是我们要信能够信靠耶稣基督。
And then we pray that we will live a life of boldness.
我们也祈求在我们信靠之后能够活出一个有胆量有信心的生命。
And that each of us will also teach and preach the truth of God with great boldness.
我们每一个人也都能够教导和传扬神的福音在这样的胆量里。
And we give thanks now in Jesus' name.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen. Amen. Amen.